never said I oppose fracking. Show the tape. Put it on your website.
Put it on.
Put it on the website.
Live from Clark Studios in Rochester, New York, broadcasting around the world. You're listening to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
Good morning, Patriots from around America. It would help if we turned on the cameras for the show this morning. Always a little bit of a rush for our Monday morning shows. But thank you very much, everybody, for being here with us this beautiful, beautiful Monday morning as we get ready to transition from summer into the fall. Fall's my favorite time of the year. Listen, I know I'm getting old. You know you're getting old when you just hate the heat. I hate the freaking heat. I hate when it gets up to 100 degrees, and it just, you know, the summer's just drag on. So I'm loving that we're finally turning into the fall. We got a good show lineup for you guys today. Obviously, a lot of action this weekend. 9/11 was in full form, beautiful ceremonies all over the country. And it was just very nice to see and take a minute to remember, all of those who perished in the 9/11 a tragedy that happened 20 years ago. So lots of 9/11 ceremonies, but the one that stuck out to me, the one ceremony that actually stuck out, obviously, okay, is the one that Trump attended. While you had Biden down in New York City with Hillary Clinton, with Obama, I mean, the whole thing was just so... Them, when you see these three show up, Clinton, Obama, and Biden, you know the whole thing is going to be nothing more than just a fake, phony showboat fest. I mean, that's all it is for these people. We know that it wasn't a sincere act of kindness that these people demonstrated. It was all for the cameras, and you could tell by the way they posed for certain aspects of the 9/11 ceremonies. But when Trump shows up, okay, when Trump shows up, you know it's a real act of kindness. And we'll take a look here. You know, while Obama and Biden and Clinton were showboating for the photo ops, you had Trump just going around to precinct after precinct, to fire department after fire department, just shaking hands. And if you didn't notice, or maybe you did notice, a lot of the media wanted nothing to do with covering Trump. I mean, I barely saw any pictures or videos of Trump going around until I saw Right Side Broadcasting put pictures all over their site, until I saw Dan Scovino post pictures and videos on his Twitter account. Until then, I really didn't know where Trump was. I mean, I knew he had to deal with the UFC fight that night, and that's something that he had planned for a long time now. The media didn't show you during the day before the fight. They didn't show you Trump on the ground visiting the New York police departments and the fire departments on September 11th. So it was really good to see Trump visiting the different precincts. He didn't do it for the cameras. There was no showboating. There was no fake photo ops. Just Trump having a good time, shaking hands with the actual people on the ground who lost a lot of friends and families that day 20 years ago. So this is where my attention was turned to as President Trump was kind of, you know, shaking hands and just having a nice time with these people. And I want to show you a video here real quick of Trump surprising the New York Police Department as he showed up to this one. As he showed up underground, he visited the subway station and just randomly shows up. And that's what I love about President Trump. He just shows up just to meet the people, just to talk to the people. Let's have a listen here in New York City where Trump shows up.
You, the bravest people, and right next door, and you know you love each other, because I know the blue. We love the blue. I'll say it loud. You know, you're not supposed to say that.
So I don't know if you heard that, but Trump, you know, he was joking around saying, hey, I know we're not allowed to say it, but I love the blue. I love the blue. I love back in the blue. And that's what we love about President Trump. He just gets out there and he really loves these guys. I mean, he does. It's the Democrats who are trying to defund the police. It's the Democrats and the liberals who are trying to take away our guns, trying to take away their guns, and trying to implement more of a socialist and communistic type agenda, which Trump and the Republicans want absolutely nothing to do with. And it is a shame that we're not allowed to talk about how we love the blue, at least if you're on the left, you can't talk about it. But you better believe Donald Trump and Republicans and conservatives, we're going to wave our back the blue flags and we're going to get out there and show our support for these very, very fine men and women who protect our lives and put their lives in danger every single day. So while CNN and MSNBC and even Fox turned a lot of their attention to Biden, George Bush, Obama, Clinton, not really giving much attention to Trump at all, Right Side Broadcasting was there on the ground, letting America know that Trump was in fact on the ground visiting all of these precincts and fire departments throughout New York City. So to break it down a little bit more, President Trump, obviously a man who is truly the people's president, spent his Saturday afternoon on the 20th anniversary of 9/11, spent 9/11 on the ground there in the precincts. Spent visiting New York police officers and firefighters who embraced him with open arms. Several heartfelt, heartwarming photos and videos showing President Trump's surprise visit to New York City began circulating on social media this afternoon as Americans remembered the nearly 3,000 lives that were lost to the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and Pentagon on that day 20 years ago. So it was a surprise visit. Trump showed up. Surprise visit. He said, we're not supposed to say it, but I'll say it. We love the blue. President Trump could be heard saying to dozens of New York law enforcement officers, while Trump took time to meet with our brave men and women who work to protect New York City each and every day, Joe Biden cowardly met up with his cronies, including Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Michael Bloomberg, instead of the people. And see, this is what really frustrated me. It really was frustrating to see, you know, Biden just met up for a Photoshop, you know, rubbing shoulders with the Clintons, Bloomberg, Obama, instead of meeting with the people, the heroes, instead of meeting with the people who heroically ran to rescue fellow Americans from the collapsing towers. Once again, showing true American strength and leadership, President Trump praised the bravery of our police, fire, and first responders of every kind. The job they did was truly unbelievable. We love them and we thank them, said President Trump in a statement. So again, while Obama was rubbing shoulders with his cronies for a photo op, President Trump was on the ground meeting the people, these heroic members of our first responders that risked their lives and survived. He was meeting with these people instead. Let's see what the American people have to say about Trump showing up, a surprise visit in New York City to shake hands with the New York and the fire department, the police departments and fire departments there on the ground. Karen said, God bless this man, this leader, our patriot. God help him and save our United States of America. We, the people, are not going to give up, not going to give in, and not going to never, ever join this Marxist communist regime. Take that to the bank. Angie says, Trump was with the New York Police Department and the New York Fire Department and first responders where he was 20 years ago. And today showing his respect. So it's very good to see all of the first responders coming out and showing support as Trump showed support to all of them. But there was one school, and this is disgusting. One school, okay, one school on the West Coast refused to celebrate 9/11. So as we have all these people throughout 9/11 celebrating and commemorating and just paying tribute to all the lives that were lost, students wanted to mark the 20th year also. A lot of students throughout the country, who a lot of these people weren't even born 20 years ago. I mean, if you think about it, if you're in high school today, you're clearly not 20 years old. The average graduate's 18 years old. So a lot of these students, they don't know, or they know about it, but they weren't alive for it. But they still want to show. We have young patriots out there who still want to show their support. And these students wanted to mark the 20th year since the September 11th attacks by wearing red, white, and blue, but were refused. Were refused because the event could, and this is what the school said, unintentionally cause offense to some who see it differently. So the headline here says it all. Red, white, and boo. West Coast High School actually canceled 9/11 tribute, calling it racially insensitive. And this is the problem that we have with these liberal indoctrination camps today, that they don't just let these students have their moment. And what I don't understand, and what's absolutely disgusting to me, is that last year we were allowed to talk about Black Lives Matter. We're allowed to talk about Antifa. We're allowed to talk about critical race theory. But we're not allowed to talk about backing the blue. We're not allowed to talk about anything that happens to show true patriotism here in America. It's absolutely disgusting what these liberal indoctrination camps are doing to these children. They're shutting down. They're shutting down their passion, their support for America. They want nothing to do with it, including this West Coast high school who actually canceled 9/11 tributes, calling it racially insensitive. So what exactly happened here? So there's a West Coast high school. Students at a Washington State high school, they simply wanted to mark the 20th year since the September 11th attacks by wearing red, white, and blue at a patriotic themed game, but were refused. So they were refused because the event could unintentionally cause offense to some who see it differently, according to a report. Jason Rantz, a host on KTTH 94.5 FM, reported that the event was canceled by an unnamed staffer at East Lake High School in Sammamish at, quote, the last minute. So a student told the show that he was informed that the red, white, and blue was going to be seen as racially insensitive and may affect people in a way that we will not understand, and for that reason, that we were to change our theme. That's what the student told Jason Rantz, a host on a radio show over in Washington State. He said, we were going to wear red, white, and blue. We were going to support the 9/11. All they were going to do is wear red, white, and blue. That's it. It's not like they were going to make a big scene. They weren't going to interrupt the sporting event. They weren't going to try to ram signs down people's faces. This was not a protest. This was not a rally. These kids in Washington State, all they wanted to do was wear red, white, and blue. That's it. That's all they wanted to do. And they were denied that opportunity, which is very concerning for me. Very concerning for me. And somebody even raised it. He said, first of all, who the hell has the authority and the right to tell children what they're allowed to wear, unless obviously it goes against the school's policies, wearing shirts that have swear words or nudity. I can totally understand. And that's exactly what the school principal had to say, because see, the school principal didn't know about this because the game was an away game. So these students were going to go to an away game and wear red, white, and blue and show their support that way for 9/11 as a 9/11 tribute. Since it was not a home game, there was no opportunity to have an announcement about Patriots Day and share why students were dressed in red, white, and blue, Shannon Parthimer, the district's communication director, told the station. The station reported that they were taken by surprise. about the decision to call off the theme. So the school of the students actually were surprised by this, because the students who were going to wear the red, white, and blue, they were going to an away game. It was the other school that called it off. And the principals and the communication director of the school supporting the students, or the school that had to do with the students who were going to show this tribute, the station report, or they said, "I do want to clarify that schools do not have the right to ban students from wearing anything as long as it's not lewd, vulgar, etc. And the theme of red, white, and blue definitely would not fit into that category." So the school was actually showing support. It was the away school who shut the whole thing down. It was the away school that said, "Nope, we're not having you come to our game and wear red, white, and blue." So clearly this sent a shockwaves through the community. Just parents were furious. The own principal of the school was furious at the fact that the away school shut this entire tribute down. So I just find the whole thing's absolutely disgusting. A school in Washington State, they shut down students from wearing red, white, and blue to their sporting event over the weekend. All they wanted to do was pay tribute. So parents are furious. Jarvis says this is absolutely ridiculous. Seriously, this is the United States of America. If you don't like it, leave. I mean, that really needs to be the tune that we have to tell, that we have to get through everybody's head here in America. If you don't like it, leave. I mean, go to Afghanistan. Go to China. Get on a plane and get the hell out of here. Because we're sick of you all here in America shaming us for wanting to be a little patriotic. This wasn't an obnoxious protest moment. Even if it was a protest, who cares? We are allowed to protest. We have the freedoms to protest, or the right to protest in this country. But these students didn't even want to do that. They just wanted to wear red, white, and blue. That's it. They weren't talking about bringing in signs in and throwing it in other students' faces. They just wanted to wear red, white, and blue. Patty says, "If anyone is offended by the colors of the American flag, then they are free to move out of America. I am sure several would be willing to assist them in packing. Kudos to those with the right intentions. Long may she wave." Evangelina says, "Happened in Washington State. Expected. This was a cowardly action by the high school. These people have no idea what an American is or what it takes to be an American. They are bubble dwellers." It's exactly what they are. Bubble dwellers. And it's very sad. It's a very sad day in America where we can't just let students wear patriotic colors to school without others throwing a hissy fit or calling it racially unjust. I really don't understand what the racial part about this entire situation is. They canceled it, calling it racially insensitive. I mean, we are in America. We're in America. We're supposed to show support for our country. What other country doesn't allow their own citizens to show support for their country? You know, when I lived in the United Kingdom a few years ago, I was actually there during Brexit. And the reason that Brexit won, the reason that the majority of the UK citizens voted to leave the European Union, is because they had enough of the nonsense that we're now seeing here today. It was getting so bad in the UK, besides immigration overload, which is what's happening here now in America. We saw at the southern border, tens of millions of people coming in now illegally. There's 10 million people here in the United States who are here illegally. Biden is now providing them with safe passage to U.S. citizenship. And we think there's more. They lie and say it's 10 million, but we really know the number is more like 20 million illegal immigrants here in the United States, taking jobs, taking welfare, taking health care from Americans who have worked their butts off, from vets who have come back and don't have jobs, who are now on the streets. And we are putting non-Americans ahead of Americans who have provided so much for this country their whole lives to now be crapped on and put last by the Biden administration. So the UK, when I lived there a few years ago during Brexit, the same thing happened. And this is why they finally put their foot down and said, you know what, we've had enough of this nonsense. We want out of the European Union, close our borders, start taking care of Brits first, and then what little money you have left, give it to other people. The NHS, their healthcare system is practically broke from participating in a socialist regime, from people coming across the border, rinsing the NHS healthcare system for everything that it's worth, and literally sending money back home. So they have bled the UK dry. There isn't money left for UK citizens. But it got so bad as these immigrants came into the UK, they started to overtake the UK. They started to consider the UK flag inappropriate because they're thinking, hey, wait a second. There's other nationalities here. We don't want more than two flags per resident. Rules like this were starting to come up. And I saw the writing was on the wall and the Brits saw it. They were actually being overrun by immigrants. Now, I'm okay with immigration. After all, this is America. We were born on immigration. Who here in America isn't a descendant of some other country in the world? I mean, we practically all are. But it doesn't mean that we allow immigrants to overtake the countries that they moved to. We get it. The countries that they fled were awful. Communist, socialist, that's fine. But you don't bring all that crap to America with you. You leave your baggage at the border. And see, this is not what's happening today. The UK got overrun by immigrants. They had enough and they left the European Union. America is now getting overrun by immigrants. And if they came in peacefully and adopted the American way and pulled their weight and contributed, then fair enough. But they're coming in. They want nothing to do with the American flag. They don't want to stand for the national anthem. They want their welfare money. And at the same time, they want to start telling us how to live our lives according to their own feelings. Well, that's not going to fly with a lot of us. It might fly in these indoctrination camps that we now call public school, but it's not going to fly with us patriots. We're going to stand up to this nonsense. We are going to wave our American flags. We are going to stand for the national anthem and sing praises about this country, regardless of how racially insensitive you think that is. We're not going to stop. So West Coast High School, for those of you who are just joining us, they wanted to wear red, white, and blue in a Washington State high school, and the high school actually canceled the 9/11 tribute. Very, very sad, very disgusting when this is where we are headed in America. A lot of disgusting things going on today. It's like every single day that I turn on the news, there's another report, another attack on our freedoms, another attack on our rights. We all know last week, the latest attack here in America was by none other than our president, Joe Biden, with his mandate dictating to private businesses, which we all know is completely unconstitutional and completely illegal. He's now mandating that any business with 100 or more employees, they must force their employees to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Well, a lot of businesses are going to bend over to it because that's what they do here in corporate America. They bend over to the tyranny. As long as they get their tax breaks and their government benefits, they're going to bend over and sacrifice all of our freedoms and our rights for greed and political power. But there's a few companies like the Daily Wire, owned by Ben Shapiro, that have come out swinging and said, you know what, we're not participating in this. Our lawyer is going to throw everything at this. There is no way we are going to force the mandate on our employees. And they're going to risk a $14,000 fine per offense. So I support Ben Shapiro. I support the Daily Wire in the fight against this very draconian measure that the Biden administration has come out against. What's even more disgusting, though, what's even worse, is that they're now threatening the religious and medical exemptions. They're flexing their mandate muscles, and Biden admin puts vaccine exemptions on notice as outrage over the latest move grows. And are you surprised? Because we saw this a couple years ago here in New York State. They stripped the medical and the religious exemption from the children who attended public schools. Nearly 27,000 kids were kicked out of school a couple years ago when Governor Cuomo got rid of the medical and the religious exemptions. One of the most heinous and disgusting and dictatorial moves that I've ever seen here in New York State, to be honest. I mean, I lived overseas at the time and moved back just shortly after. But I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that out of the blue, Cuomo just gets rid of the exemption. And we all know why. It totally makes sense now. We know why they were getting ready for a coronavirus type outbreak event. It's almost as like the whole thing was planned. I mean, let's be honest. You got rid of an exemption not even a year and a half, maybe 2 years before a pandemic breaks out, paving the way for Big Pharma to now come in and jab all of these students nationwide. Well, good thing we have Governor DeSantis, Abbott, and Noem now fighting this very, very heinous mandate that they've now rammed down America's throat. So already, Biden is taking cues from Cuomo, getting ready to strip religious and medical exemptions from these employers nationwide, just like Cuomo did. And you know, they're going to get away. Why wouldn't they think they can get away with it? They just saw what happened in New York State. We didn't fight it. We bend over for it. See, New York and California is a testing ground to see how far we can push Americans, because after all, they are the deepest, bluest states in America. So if you want to know what you can get away with as a government, use New York and California as a testing ground for tyranny. Let's see how far we can really bend and push the American people. Let's see how far we can bend the Constitution before it completely crumbles. Will the liberals allow it? Well, the liberals will. But as we've clearly seen down in Florida, Texas, over in South Dakota, the Republicans will not. And a lot of other states are now starting to push back against this very far left and progressive government that we see now growing these types of unconstitutional and very illegal mandates. So a lot of people are starting to freak out. They're getting ready to use their religious authorization as far as an exemption is concerned to send into their employer. Now, this is what really pisses me off. What right does the Biden administration have to say you're not approved for a religious exemption? Religious exemptions to me mean I'm religious. This goes against my religion. There's nothing to talk about. Absolutely nothing to talk about. So don't tell me you have a committee now to review my exemption. No, it says I am a Catholic. It says that I do not take vaccines because of it goes against my religious rights. You shouldn't have a panel that then gets to analyze that. It should be very black and white. So now we're having panels be put in place by the Biden administration, by the administration that's saying, you know what? You're just not religious enough for us, because that's exactly what they're saying by shutting down these religious exemptions, which they, again, they have no authority to do. So President Biden last week, as we know, announced a mandate that required any company with at least 100 employees to mandate its workforce. The only way to avoid the mandate is to claim an exemption on either religious or medical grounds. Okay. Some critics argue, however, that the exemptions allow for simple abuse. Of course we're going to have the critics. Who are these critics, by the way? Teachers unions. Liberals. But Murthy insists the administration will ensure that does not happen. Murthy being the U.S. Surgeon General. He's basically advised, Dr. Murthy has advised that the Biden administration will monitor. Okay, so he's now advised that the Biden administration monitors to ensure no one abuses COVID-19 vaccine exemptions. Again, who the hell is the Biden administration to monitor my religious exemption or your religious exemption? Who are they to say no to your religious exemption? Basically, what they're saying is we don't value your religion enough to be able to approve this medical, this religious exemption. That's essentially what they're saying. Or we don't think you're Catholic enough, or you're not Jewish enough, or you're not religious enough. You're just trying to abuse the system. Who gives the Biden administration the right to do that? Nobody. You're either religious or you're not. I can understand if you're not Catholic today and you rush to get baptized tomorrow to try to sneak one through. But that's not what's happening here. We're talking to people. We're talking about people who have been Catholic their entire lives, who are now saying, listen, I take my religion very seriously. We are very, this is not, this goes against our religious practice. Therefore, we should be able to put in our religious exemption, and there should be absolutely nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about. But because the Surgeon General, Dr. Vivek Murthy, is advising Biden to say, hey, watch out, they're going to abuse it. And other critics are saying, hey, Biden, you better keep an eye on these people. Don't let all of them through. Now, it's up to the Biden administration to monitor to ensure no one abuses the vaccine exemption. So the American dream has turned into a nightmare under President Biden and the radical Democrats. Republican South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster said on Twitter, on response to the mandate, they have declared war against capitalism, thumbed their noses at the Constitution, and empowered our enemies abroad. That's exactly what's happened. It's a great quote by Republican South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster, who took to Twitter to discuss or to voice his disgust against the new mandate. So we're not even safe anymore from medical exemptions. We're not safe anymore from religious exemptions. To be honest, we're just not safe anymore from the Biden administration. A medical exemption, a religious exemption, should be very black and white. If it's against my religion and I'm applying for medical exemption because of that, there should be nothing to talk about. It should just be straight up approved. But we know that's not going to happen because we saw what happened in New York when Cuomo stripped these children of their medical exemptions or their religious exemptions and said, we don't care. We're not doing this anymore. And 27,000 kids in New York State were kicked out of public school literally overnight. So why wouldn't the Biden administration think they couldn't get away with it after we saw what happened in New York State just a couple years ago? Clearly, the American people are furious. Alan says, is it time to take our country back yet? We are not a communist country, and our leader is obviously a puppet being led by a group on the Hill because he can't think for himself. We know Biden is nothing more than a puppet. We know he's not the one really calling the shots, and that this is nothing more than Obama's third term. See, the Democrats have a lot of making up to do because Donald Trump was never supposed to actually win the 2020 election or the 2016 election. We know he wasn't supposed to win the 2020 election, although he basically did. But the mail-in ballots and all the fraud that occurred awarded Joe Biden with the presidency. So Donald Trump screwed up the Democrats' plans. They basically set them back 4 years when he won 2016. He started to put America first together, he started to get us back on track. Well, the Democrats didn't like that. That derailed their socialist agenda, that derailed their communist agenda that they are rushing to put in place for whatever reason. I mean, they are, it's full steam ahead, people. If you haven't noticed, it's full steam ahead towards socialism. Bernie was silenced, fortunately, because he was kind of a big advocate and a big leader of that. Biden pretended he's a moderate. He basically lied his way into the White House by claiming he was a moderate. Remember, Biden said he would never force vaccine mandates on people. He would never even force masks on people. Well, then we had a mask mandate. Soon as he won, sorry, I lied. Anyway, put on your masks and get jabbed or get fired. That's essentially what's happened now. So Biden's taking his cue from Cuomo, who got rid of religious exemptions. The American people are furious and have a lot to say about it. Holly says it doesn't matter if they are used correctly. You can't make people get something they don't want. Screw you and your administration. Rose says, I think they forgot about something called the Constitution and people's rights. Governments don't own or control our God-made structures. They might think they can, but they did not create humans, so they don't own them. That's why our forefathers created a constitution to stop governmental reach. Lisa said, most doctors are instructed to not give exemptions. See, this is where I have a very big problem. Who's instructing these doctors? Why are these doctors just as corrupt as the Democrats? Our doctors are supposed to be people here who care more about human life than a political agenda. So why on earth are they listening to the Biden administration? Why aren't they offering more solutions than just a vaccine? Why aren't they giving hydroxychloroquine a try, or whatever it's called, a try? Why aren't they giving ivermectin a try? Why aren't they giving other solutions? Why aren't they giving these doctors the rights to try these medicines for the American people? So doctors are now in on the take. Most doctors are instructed not to give exceptions. My husband is a Desert Storm vet with 30% decreased lung capacity due to the burn pits and other health issues that make getting the shot with its side effects not in his best health. Common sense reasons as well as medical reasons to not get the shot. Docs say unless over 50% on CO2, he can't give an exemption. Real life is different than the exceptions given the elected. Don't fall for the noise. Isn't that, it's just mind blowing to me that doctors are not allowed to make up their own guidelines for what they feel is best for their patients. Not only are they not doing that, but they're actually discriminating against the unvaccinated, because they're scared to death that the Communist Democrat Party are going to pull their license. Why are schools in Democratic states bending over for these tyrannical measures? It's because the states are threatening to pull their funding. No longer are superintendents, who, by the way, get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, are allowed to make decisions on what they feel is best for the kids in their own districts. Well, you're not allowed to make decisions anymore. If you get any funding from the federal government, you don't get to decide what's best for your patients or what's best for your students. You're supposed to just bend over and now take it. Otherwise, the almighty leader Joseph Biden will pull your funding. Kathy Hochul here in New York State will pull your funding if you dare speak out against the communist regime now here in the United States of America. So no longer are we able to take care of ourselves. The Democrats have made that very clear. We're no longer allowed to show support for our flag. High school students are not allowed to wear red, white, and blue anymore. You better believe if they wanted to run through the field with a BLM flag, they would have been allowed to do that. But if it's an American flag, oh no, that's not allowed, because that is now considered racially insensitive. It's very disgusting with what's going on here in America. And if we don't put the brakes on it ASAP, we're going to see this country move further and further towards socialism, towards communism. And by the time we get to that point, people, it's going to be too late. We'll be right back.
You Made It Political would not have been possible without this book right here, Expert Secrets, by my man, Russell Brunson. Russell Brunson wrote this book to help people like you and I become leaders in our space, to gain an audience and a public following that respects, loves, and watches our shows on a daily basis. Expert Secrets will help you find your voice and give you the confidence to become a leader. It'll show you how to build a mass movement of people whose lives you can affect. And most importantly, it'll teach you how to become an expert authority in your field where people actually pay you for your advice. The best part about Expert Secrets is it's absolutely free. You just pay for shipping. Whether you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, a podcaster, or a live YouTube streamer, you want to grab a copy of this book. It'll teach you everything from building your audience to driving traffic to making this a full-time job so you can get paid for your passion.
Welcome back to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. For those of you who are just joining us, a lot to celebrate, celebrating those who fought so hard 20 years ago on that tragic day, 9/11, and it was beautiful to see all of the ceremonies throughout the country. It was beautiful to see Trump walking through precinct to precinct, fire departments, police departments, and shaking hands and just really giving, you know, paying attention and just sincerely meeting with these people there on the ground and thanking them once again. After all, we know Trump was there during 9/11, Rudy Giuliani, who, you know, I'm very disappointed. A lot of people haven't really spoken about Giuliani. It's almost like the mainstream media have shut these people down and they don't really want to give credit to anybody, any Republican at least, who was there on the ground, who is sincere and genuine and just reached out to all of these people throughout the weekend. There was no mainstream media mention of it. Very disgusting. We tackled all of that in the beginning of the show. So if you haven't seen the beginning of the show, you're going to want to go and check that out once we post it live. By the way, we post all the shows live to Rumble, YouTube, Facebook. We also replay everything up on Amazon Music, Spotify, TuneIn, and a whole bunch of other podcast platform. So be sure to check us out on all that. We also have replays on youmadeitpolitical.com. So for those of your friends and family who aren't on social media, you can direct them to our website as well. So a lot of very, very unconstitutional and illegal mandates going on here in America. Recent one is the Biden mandate for small businesses. If you're a business of 100 or more, you got to force your employees to get the mandate. I think it's very unconstitutional. I think it's illegal. I don't think it's going to stand. Republican states are fighting back. Who else is fighting back? Well, nurses throughout the country, healthcare professionals throughout the country are quitting their jobs left, right, and center. They're quitting. They have had enough. Not only are thousands of people across America, thousands and thousands of healthcare workers across America quitting, we are now seeing 30 staffers are resigning. 30 staffers are resigning at a New York hospital. And because they're resigning, an entire baby delivery unit is going to be shut down. This one New York hospital has to shut down an entire baby delivery unit after 30 staffers have resigned over the vaccine mandate. And listen, as sad as it is to see this baby delivery unit shut down, I don't blame the nurses for quitting. Yeah, last week in Alive, I showed you 200 plus cops in Seattle are also leaving the force because they refused to get the mandate. So I really think this is going to backfire on the hospitals. I think it's going to backfire on the Biden administration. I think it's going to backfire on corporate America. I think any hospital, any corporation who actually enforces Biden's mandate, I think they're going to see employees quit at record numbers. Just here in upstate New York, I've been told by several inside sources that 40% of nurses are leaving these hospitals. 40%. And that's just in a couple hospitals here in New York State. I can't even imagine what the numbers look like across the country. And I applaud these nurses. I do. I don't care how understaffed these hospitals are about to be. I really don't care. Because I think it's great that these people are standing up for their medical freedom, because this is medical tyranny at the end of the day. And if the hospitals know what's best for them, they'll tell the Biden administration to stick it where the sun doesn't shine in order to protect their hospitals and, more importantly, their patients. So whose fault is it that these nurses are quitting? Certainly not the nurses' fault. Is it the hospital administration departments who are enforcing it, or is it Biden? Who's to blame for these walkouts? Who's going to be responsible for the nursing shortage staff that we have across America that's now going to put the lives in danger of the patients who aren't going to be able to get their health care because hospitals aren't able to staff quick enough? Where are we going to find the replacements? So if the Biden administration knows what's best for them, they'll put the brakes on this nonsense right away, because we're going to see ourselves very short on law enforcement, short on nursing, short on employees throughout America. I mean, employees don't want to go back to work as it is because they're collecting more in unemployment than they are going back and getting a job. They're getting more in Biden bucks and COVID bonus pay than they are going back to getting a job. I mean, you can't even go to a restaurant today and get good service anymore because everybody has quit and nobody wants to come back. So if fast food employees, restaurant employees, corporate America employees, nurses are quitting, if all these people are quitting, how are we going to get this economy going? All for a virus with a 99.98% survival rate. At some point, who's going to tell this administration, listen, enough with these stupid mandates. We're losing too many people here. Teachers are quitting. And we haven't even gotten to vaccinating the children yet. Imagine the uproar. Imagine the protests then, when all these mama bears come out fighting, come out swinging, fighting against the mandate for the children. We already don't trust the FDA. We already think that that was rushed. We don't believe the FDA took the time they needed before approving the mandate for 16 plus, getting ready to approve it, 12 to 15 plus. We don't believe that they've done the proper due diligence. The whole thing was too rushed. So even if the FDA comes out with an approval, who's going to believe it? And you have to ask yourself, and this is what's very concerning to me, why on earth, if the medical profession thought this was safe enough, why would the nursing sector be quitting in droves at record-breaking numbers like we've never seen before? And it makes you wonder, are they doing it because they're afraid of what's in the vaccine, or are they doing it because they are willing to sacrifice their income to prove to the American people that medical tyranny cannot be accepted, and that they would rather quit their jobs and lose their income than bend over to these mandates? I was in a conversation this weekend watching football. By the way, it was great to see the NFL come back online. It was great to see the packed stadiums, both in college football and the NFL. It was wonderful to see all of that. Not a mask in sight. Not a mask in sight. And by the way, what happened to the fans needing to be vaccinated or show proof of a negative test? None of that here, at least in Buffalo, New York, where I had many friends go to the Buffalo Bill games. Buffalo Bill game, albeit they lost against the Steelers, which was very sad to see. But no vaccination proof, no masks. They were all allowed to attend the game. Why? Why are nurses supposed to be vaccinated and masked up in one of the most sanitary buildings in the country? But we just flooded 50, 60,000 people per stadium across college and NFL football this weekend. No proof of vaccine, no masks. It was a free-for-all. And not a single person called it a super spreader event. So how is it okay that we're able to get back to watching sports, but we're making our law enforcement, our nurses, our students jab and mask up? Why? Because the government doesn't control football. They don't control that revenue. They aren't able to threaten them with anything. But if you work for the state, if you get funding, if you're a nurse, if you're a law enforcement officer, if you're a student, if you're a teacher, well, you're held hostage to the United States government. You're held hostage to the Biden administration. So if you don't bend over for his mandate, you're fired. Colt Beasley, Buffalo Bills, he said, made it very clear, I am not getting vaccinated. Oh, you better believe there was uproar. But guess what? He played yesterday, non-vaccinated. He stood up and he said, you guys can fire me for all I care. Nurses are standing up across the country and saying, you can fire us for all we care. Go ahead, try it. We will walk out, at least here in New York State, September 27th. We will walk off the job. We will not get the vaccine. And they are not kidding. Nurses, doctors, medical professionals, law enforcement officers, teachers are walking off the job because they refuse to comply. Not because they're anti-vax, but because they are pro-choice, pro-freedom, anti-medical tyranny. So if you think we have a health crisis now, you guys wait until tens of thousands of these nurses walk off their jobs. And we know what's happening, and we know they are not going to turn around. We see it right here in one New York hospital. In one New York hospital, we are now seeing it. They had to shut down an entire baby delivery unit because 30 staffers just resigned over the vaccine mandate. Let's break this article down and show you guys what's going on. So a New York hospital announced that it will be unable to safely staff its maternity department and will halt its baby deliveries later this month after 30 staff members quit due to facilities' COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The number of resignations received leaves us no choice but to pause delivering babies at Lewis County General Hospital. So this is at Lewis County General Hospital. The CEO, Gerald Kayer, said at a press conference this Friday, the hospital will stop delivering babies on September 25th. Well done. Well done, Biden. You're shutting down maternity wards. The staffers resigned after the hospital revised its emergency regulation 2 weeks ago, now requiring that employees get vaccinated against COVID-19 without allowing for religious exemptions. They're not even allowing religious exemptions. Medical exemptions are still permitted under the new policy. The new mandate came after then New York Governor Cuomo announced that all state healthcare workers must be at least partially vaccinated September 27th. What do you mean partially vaccinated? Like, you're either supposed to be fully vaccinated or not. What's this partial crap? Oh, because you got one jab, therefore the big pharma got their money, so we're good now. We don't really care about your safety. It's really just about giving big pharma money. So go get one dose, go give them a little bit of money, and we're good. We'll call it a day. If you don't go through with the rest of it, I don't really care about that because you've ticked the box off. We've helped big pharma increase their revenue, so we're okay with being partially vaccinated, even though that makes absolutely no sense from a safety perspective. So the CEO of this hospital, where 30 people have just quit, he's also noted that 21 of the 30 employees who resigned from the hospital work in clinical areas. The Lewis County Health System has a 73% employee vaccination rate. 25% is a lot of people. That's a lot of people that are going to walk off the job. He says 165 unvaccinated staffers have not yet indicated whether they plan to get their shot or resign ahead of the September 27th deadline. That is a lot of people. 30 have already quit. 165 are still unvaccinated in one hospital. So we are in big trouble here, people, all because Biden refuses to let it go. They're allowing religious exemptions in the corporate environment, but the Biden administration is going to be the one to approve your medical or your religious exemption. So if that isn't the most corrupt thing or committee that's ever been put together, then I don't know what it is. But it's going to be very, very bad for the American people and for these hospitals and for patients and for the sick very soon when all these people start walking off the job. Lynn says 30 people on the staff resigned rather than take the vaccine. I wonder what they know about it that we do not know. Also, how can forcing someone to get a shot or be fired, is that even illegal? Makes you wonder. Beth said them babies gonna come when they wanna come. Seriously, though, would rather that they stayed until being fired. Difficult and trying, though, with the heavy weight of pressure to get it. This is so unconstitutional, as the position of the United States president is not to make laws or mandates. That's what a dictator does. I foresee an increase in midwifery about to take place. Well, that and or trips out of state. That's true. People are going to have to deliver those babies somehow. Truly feel bad for these medical professionals as well as the parents, especially those that might have birthing complications. Of course, some parents may want their medical team to be vaxxed, but I bet when those labor pains begin to increase, they probably wouldn't give one iota whether they, the medical team, have or have not been vaxxed. Very true. They might care today. They might shame these nurses, but trust me, when those babies come, they're not going to give a damn whether their nurse or midwife is vaxxed or not. They're just going to want somebody to get that baby out. So people, we have a very, very problem on our hands right now. Not only do we have a problem in corporate America, not only do we have a president who is the most tyrannical that I've ever seen in my lifetime, but we now have thousands of nursing staff quitting, walking off the job, or about to be fired. We can't hire people enough, quick enough here in corporate America, and they're not going to bend over to Biden's vaccine mandate. It's just not going to happen. There are too many patriots in America who are going to say no, then bend over to this nonsense. It'll be very interesting to see what happens over the next couple weeks, but people, stay strong. I support all of you who want freedom of choice to prevail over these very unconstitutional and illegal mandates. Thank you guys so much for watching today. We're here every morning at 10 a.m. Facebook, YouTube, and Rumble. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to You Made It Political with Matt Clark. Be sure to like, follow, or subscribe to the show, or leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like our show or want to know more, check out YouMadeItPolitical.com.